We were both sporting chains the other day at the Screaming Yellow Summer giveaway.
I still got mine on. I'm gonna try. I told you. I kind of feel like I've hit that chain stage in my life. You know, like kind of middle age.
Yours was black too, right?
Yeah. Well, originally it was silver, but I think it's just worn down.
It went from silver to green to black.
It's not an expensive necklace at all, but it's more of just a test run. It's more of a test run if I want to really invest.
Chest hair as you have, I'm surprised you're sporting that thing. It gets all caught up and tangled.
I am surprised. But
how is it taking that thing off, by the way?
I think it really, like, you know, the chest hair really accentuates the chain, you know? Something is accentuating
something.
You look
like a drug dealer. That's what you look like.
Hey, that's high praise, man. Like a rich drug dealer, right? Because that's always it. Like a rich drug dealer.
He's got a really, really nice shirt on, but he's only got like two buttons buttoned up.
You gotta let that breeze, that hot Miami breeze in, all right? That's what it is.
Is he Italian?
The reason drug dealers have their shirts on because they're usually in a hot climate, and they got to let the breeze in, all right?
Right. Yeah. You got to have the suit coat on, too, for some reason.
It's right there. Well, and again, that also is why the shirts, because you got a suit coat on, you know.
The only thing you were missing were the pit bull sunglasses the other day.
Mr. Worldwide. Check it out. Why do you look like an 80s drug dealer? What are you talking about? I look nice.
Hey, Bacardi Cola, do it.
Do it. Hey, come on.
Do it.
Do you have cocaine in your pocket? Because I feel like you have cocaine in your pocket. No. I just look that way.
We're giving away a prize for Screaming Yellow Summer. You look like a cocaine dealer.
Look, I'm going to ask you a serious question here. Do you have drugs in your trunk of your car? I'll be honest, even with
your hair's all slicked back. What did you just get out of the shower?
You got that spray bottle. You just always spraying it and combing it. It's good. It's good.
Just doused in cologne.
I'm going to ask you a serious question. Were you talking with a member of the cartel earlier today? Possibly.
Interesting outfit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Looking good. Looking hot. Anyway, enough of my amazing, sexy drug dealer outfit. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
Do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Look, you know you got to pump it. Yep. All right? It's stinking. Do it. Do it. Pump it. Do it. Come on. Pump it. Do it. Anyway, hit them up. Pump that septic. They're going to get you taken care of so you don't have that squishy, stanky backyard.
Right? Yeah.
Stanks.
Nobody likes anything squishy or stanky.
No.
Or both at the same time.
Exactly. Pump that septic. Well, this is kind of disturbing. A new survey shows that 1 in 5 people who work from home are having problems with substance abuse. 61% of remote workers say that their drug use has increased since they left the office. 37% of those surveyed said that they don't know whether or not their company's insurance offers drug treatment. And now there's a new website called Quit Genius, which is the first online addiction clinic in the country. It includes a at-home testing and telehealth physician care.
You should see my desk, man. Just booze, drugs, and needles just everywhere.
Lines of cocaine all over there.
The needles are for the diabetes. Really.
Well, that's okay. That's fair. That's fair. But you know, though, this does make sense, all right? When you're at the office, of course, honestly, at the office is where I want the drugs. At home, that's fine. You know what I mean?
You're comfortable in your home.
Yeah. Well, at the office, that's where
you're
I need.
Comfortable enough at your house.
That's why I need a kegerator and, you know.
You know what? Out of all of the things for people working at home, if I were to guess what the problem was going to be in the end, I could have put my finger on it. I knew it. I could smell it.
Yeah.
You know? You can make a cocktail and nobody knows and you're still working?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
That's tempting for some people.
Got a little booze in that coffee cup because you don't got your boss staring over your shoulder while you're typing
honestly,
away.
Honestly, if you think about it, man, going to work is probably good for a lot of people as far as, you know,
giving
it keeps
them a
you
routine.
Away from the there's people who sneak booze into work.
Yeah.
Now imagine you don't have to do that. You're going to double up for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you can just lean to the left of that Zoom camera and do a line of coke and then lean back. All right, guys, this meeting's going great. Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Just make sure you put the mute button on because they'll hear the right there. Like, oh, boy.
You know, see, here's the thing. Like if you're working from home and you love it, and I'm sure you do love it, don't blow it. Don't ruin it for yourself.
But don't ruin it for everyone else either,
everyone else, too, yeah. Exactly.
Because you can't just take it easy, all right? You're living like Scarface over there while you're supposed to be getting work done. You know what you almost got to do? You got to set up a legit home office, okay?
You're right on that.
Don't be sitting Indian style on the couch, all right?
Nope.
Make yourself. Now, I'm not saying you got to get dressed up, but maybe throw on a nicer shirt. Like, because if I ever give anyone office attire advice, you just tell me to shut the hell up because I'm wearing basically the same outfit. No, but you know, at least throw on maybe like a button up. You can still wear your pajama pants, but you know, maybe fix your hair, brush your teeth. All right.
It's like you're tricking yourself, like you're in the office.
At least a little bit.
That's what I had to do. Yeah. We were like, what, half a year into it? And I'm like, man, I need a desk of some sort. Yeah. Amazon. It was like, what, $80 or something for a desk? And I feel official.
That first year, you were literally doing the show from a recliner.
A lazy boy.
It showed.
A boom mic. I was like, after a while, I'm like, I can't do this.
You were a real piece of trash there for a while, yeah.
Almost napping between breaks. Like, ah.
You had one of those long crazy straws from your coffee mug to your head, so you didn't have to
move
your head
for 4 hours. It's nice to good posture. You know, treat it like you're at the office.
So look, just because you're working from home doesn't mean you need to be eating shrooms in between meetings. All right.
Hey man, when was that meeting again?
Anybody else seeing the walls bleeding in the background of our boss's Zoom video? Is that just me? Oh God,
he's licking that Gatorade bottle a lot.
The schnozberries taste like Bill, we're doing a meeting here. Come on, get it together. Anyway, what about this? Blue light, blue hair. Here's a good reason to reduce your screen time. A new study found that blue light from your phones, laptops, TVs, etc., is aging us. Researchers from Oregon State University found that excessive exposure to blue light can cause cellular damage, which could result in acceleration of the aging process.
That's not good. You know what's wild? My wife, when she works, she wears those glasses, the blue light glasses.
Kiki does the same thing.
They're pretty hot. I really like them.
Kind of like them, yeah. She kind of looks like that slutty librarian. She got that look on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think that the blue light glasses people are doing that on purpose. But whatever they're doing, I like it.
Leave the glasses on. I forgot to bring a book back, and now I have a late fee I need to pay on.
So what is it? You're looking at the screen all day.
It breaks down. The blue light does something to our cells and our fat cells and collagen or whatever. So, yeah.
Because they have, like, the blue light thing on your phone where you can, like, dim it?
Yeah, you can take off the blue light and everything. Maybe we won't know until 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when all of us really look rough. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? Some of you TikTokers out there, you give them 10 years. Screen time's like 17 hours a day. When are you sleeping?
That's good. That shortens up Becky's influencer lifeline, all right? That's what I like. Because no one's going to care when you're wrinkly and ugly looking, all right? Enjoy it now. Well, you got that tight skin and them perky boobs. Ew. But it's all going to be gone.
Years.
Yeah. Because obviously, no one really likes you for your personality, all right? I'm just saying. Yeah, so maybe put the phone down for a little bit, Grandma. You're looking old. I'm only 27. Whoa.
Ooh-wee.
You know.
Hard 27.
You used to have to go out and ride the back of a motorcycle to look that haggard. Now,
weather beaten, you know, pancake boobies.
Now you just got to spend some more time in front of the screen. You just to get out there and earn it.
Went from the motorcycle to the phone.
That's right.
It's looking rough.
You look like a biker's wife. You don't even have a bike. It's ridiculous. You always crack up when we do. That's always funny. You always
dirty biker wife. Yeah, dirty biker. That's Brock's go-to.
Just tan and just they can handle a lot of riding. All right. Ridiculous. Anyway, lastly, let's end with this. Let's end with something that'll cause a battle among the sexes. A new poll found that half of the country thinks the other half is completely delusional. But we're not talking politics. No, we're talking chores, Hunter. The survey looked at how much housework men and women in relationships are doing. And the two sides don't seem to agree. Either women don't realize just how much us guys pitch in, or men think they're doing more than they really are. So here's the numbers. Laundry, 70% of women say they do most of it. Just 55% of men agree. Budgeting and paying bills, 51% of women and 58% of men both think it's mostly something they handle each month. And when it comes to childcare, 50% of moms said the majority of it falls on them, but just 30% of dads agreed. 61% of dads thinks it's split pretty evenly.
I got to tread lightly on this one. She's probably listening.
I probably shouldn't have brought this story up because you know what?
It's so, you know what? No, I'm going to be honest with you. So the other day I was thinking about this. I'm like, damn, I can't remember like the last time I like did a full thing of dishes. You know, she takes care of that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. And the other one she does, I just pay her and she like does the bills, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing. But as far as like yard work, that's pretty much me. Cleaning up is both of us.
Yeah.
So we're pretty good at just walking around the house and like kind of cleaning up as we walk around the house.
Here's what's funny about chores. And I think in a decent relationship, in most decent relationships, it's pretty well split. All right. Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. You're describing kind of the dynamic in there. I think with most healthy relationships, it's split. But here's what kills me. And I'm calling you women out. All right. I'm going to do it right. And I don't care if my wife is listening. I don't care that it's our anniversary. All right. That's right. Oh, it's Kiki and I's anniversary. I'm throwing the gauntlet down.
Be careful, man. Come on, man. Be careful.
It's been 9 years. We've had a good run. All right. But I'm going to throw this out there. Here's what women do during arguments, though, that bothers me when it comes to chores, is that during an argument, all of a sudden, women start throwing out, well, you never help out around a house. Yeah. Like, it's the first thing women go to that they start dogging us for. So, like, we could be having a fight about something completely else, and what if she'll get right out of the holster? Well, you don't do enough chores around here. You don't help with a... And it's like, no. Ladies, all right? You can't
be fired from the hip like that. You just can't be fired from the hip.
Just blindly throwing out facts that aren't true, okay?
Hey, you know what? If something breaks, you fixing it?
Yeah.
Are you?
Who's out there mowing? Huh?
Who's in their sweet electric mower? Damn right.
Who's cleaning up the dog throw up every time? This guy is, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. See? That's the one thing women do, though.
It all evens out.
Yeah. Not to mention,
I'll do more. I just don't want to do the dishes. Please don't make me do this.
Even if I'm not doing as many chores, I'm also giving her that good, if you know what I'm saying. So that should count for you, right?
That does not count in her book.
I get that you're sweeping and doing laundry and feeding the baby, but right. I'm also giving it to you, all right? Pretty good.
Your little button does not count.
I'm also giving, so though. That should count for some chores, right? Am I right? Am I right, guys? All right, yeah.
Yeah. What are your friends around while you're arguing?
Good luck getting that anywhere else, lady. That's right. You're the guy
who argues when his friends are around to have backup.
You should be grateful, all right? You should be happy to do all those chores, all right?
Because you hear that, boys?
You're getting this, boys? Yeah. That's right. Keep my woman in line.
Yeah, right. Boy, we're all looking at you like, yeah, right.
This anniversary is not going to go. I'm not going home today. I'm not going home after this.
Why is he always hanging around with us? That's weird.
I am not going home after this one. All right. There you go. That is your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.